When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and boy, a lot of great photos and videos and stories of animals, and getting quite a good collection of, it seems that the wildlife entertainment of the summer is to find people's trampolines and jump on them. And so I got some really cute, you know, the first group was a bunch of rabbits, a bunch of raccoons, and then there was a bunch of rabbits. And then I think there might have been more raccoons, and then there were some rabbits, and my gosh, then there was a deer. And it was a little hard to watch the deer, because the deer is jumping on the trampoline and having a gay old time. And they jumped off the trampoline, but you can tell if you feel the energy of it. The deer expects the ground to bounce the way the trampoline did. Yeah. So he jumps off the trampoline and kind of collapses. Oh. Now you can see he's fine, but it had to be a shock to his system because he just thought that the ground was going to be a trampoline, like the trampoline. And then a whole bunch more rabbits. But it is quite, especially these rabbits, it's so funny. Because they'll get off the trampoline and then they'll jump back on it and keep jumping. But it's clear that they are having a wonderful time. So, you know, even wildlife have fun. So you can check out the trampoline, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And, hey, it is at least up in my neck of the woods on the second Sunday of the month here. I have got probably the brightest blue sky I've seen in a long time. It's spectacularly gorgeous. And I can say that because I had some rain this week. Woohoo! Anyway, it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's our healing show. So it is, let's see, best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, energy code Sunday. So that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are here. Good morning, Dr. Nels and Linda.
Hi there.
Good morning.
And then we are extra blessed because our call screener Stacy is here. Good morning, Stacy Buck is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Hey, good morning, Martha.
And she's got her Frenchies with her to check in. And keeping us all together. He wouldn't have been able to keep his mouth shut this long if Nathan was here. but with great manners. And our production engineer for the day is David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, everybody else.
And you are here because Nathan is going to be stomping around down at the Mariners Stadium today.
Yep, 1:10 first pitch. He'll be there in the beer garden starting about 11 o'clock.
Yep, Nathan's usually there for a couple hours before The first pitch, so 11-1 or so in the beer ground. That's down on the...
I think it's out center field area, yeah, out in that area.
Yeah, the beer garden out there. So if you're wanting to see Nathan as Bigfoot, you've got to get down there that early. And well, we'll see. Every once in a while, Bigfoot has to stop by the studio before he goes to the stadium. And so we're hoping for that he's going to cruise us today, because I think now David and I, of course, are very familiar with Bigfoot.
Yes, we are.
Stomps through our life regularly. But Linda, Dr. Nels, Stacy, have any of you seen Bigfoot yet? Have you had a Bigfoot sighting?
Not yet.
When we had Darrington days, probably 10 years ago, we did have a very tall guy in a Bigfoot outfit driving around on his quad, and it was hilarious.
All right, well, that doesn't count, because that's not the Miller Lite Bigfoot.
Right.
That's the only one that counts here. But hopefully our Bigfoot will cruise us sometime this morning before he heads down to the stadium. So it is in my neck of the woods here, absolutely spectacular, bright blue sky. David, you got the same thing going on down in Bellevue Factoria?
Oh, yes, definitely. Here's a quick pic right there.
Okay. I've got better blue than you've got.
Yeah.
In your sky. You got the glare.
Yes, I do.
All right. So let's check with locally here, Stacy and Linda. You guys are kind of like in the south ends, sort of. You got gorgeous sunshines going on for you guys?
I do. Yes, in South Seattle.
How about you, Stace?
Yep. It's beautiful.
All right.
Outside.
So is it holding all the way to Idaho? I don't know. Dr. Nels, yes. What's happening over in your neck of the woods?
It is awesome. It's going to be around 90 today. It's,
okay.
Yeah. And by the end of the week, we're going to be 100, 101, they say. So, yeah, it's going to get warm here.
Yep. So you're on the warmer side. I know I've been, just I watch the weather. to see what's going on, and it looked like it was going to get pretty hot this week, and then I looked at the weather and it wasn't going to be that hot, and then yesterday evening my Alexa started talking to me. heat alert. So apparently the predictions are up higher, but my Alexa told me last night that there was a heat alert in my area anyway, starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon, going to 10 p.m. Tuesday. So, David, what's up with our weather over here anyway?
Oh, it's going to be sunny and warm, I know, for these next couple days. It'll be sunshine all day, clear all night, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s.
Okay, now there's a 9 on my weather app, so looking like possibly up to 90 on Tuesday. I don't think maybe we're over the hump with the really, really scorchingly hot summer weather, at least here on the west side of the mountains. Obviously not for Dr. Nels, because he's already getting up in that 90-degree range and maybe 100 this week. Have you reached 100 degrees over there, Dr. Nels?
Yeah,
we've
the highest we've had at my house was 104. Down in the valley, they've been up in the, low 100 and teens, like 110, 112.
All right, and I'm assuming it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's generally pretty dry. Just before some thunderstorms came in last week, it got pretty muggy. It was in the 90s and pretty muggy, but that was short-lived, and then the rain came and cooled off.
Okay. And what about, I know that there are fires hit and miss around, at least in our state. California's got a big one going on. What about your neck of the woods? You got fire territory over where you are?
Well, certainly the potential is there, but we don't have anything going on locally. We smelled wood smoke a couple days ago, and Martha and I were both getting pretty wide-eyed about that because we hadn't heard anything. And then it was gone again. It was maybe a half an hour of this smoky smell, and we could even see smoke. So maybe a neighbor lit off something, which I would not do.
Well, I would assume that you have burn bans and stuff over there, just like we do here.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole stretch of time when you're not supposed to be lighting any outdoor fires besides a little campfire in your backyard fire pit.
All right. okay, well, I guess we have worked out all the issues with weather stuff. There really isn't anything. It's just going to be like really nice the rest of the week. I can say that my property has never been as dry as it is this year. And I've like almost completely lost my rainforest. I live in a rainforest and, you know, moss grows everywhere, but the moss and the ferns on the north side of my trees and stuff are gone. And my, you know, it's just browned out and dried out more than ever. So I miss that. I do think it's been on the humid side here, there with our heat though. And, I'm looking forward to, of course, I would like more rain. I think we are really low on rain, and I think we've been reaching drought proportions here and there. Dr. Nels, Idaho, are you guys same boat, lack of rain sort of thing, or are you guys...
It's a little drier. People are commenting that it's drier than usual, but it's always dry here.
For a
good stretch in the summer. We definitely get a lot less rain, especially in the summer months, than happens over there. So you guys being this dry, of course, is really unusual, but for us, it's kind of a normal thing. And yeah, we just try to be really, really careful about sparks.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm just looking at my notes here. A few things just to mention. We've covered the weather bases. Everybody, are you all good? Unless you're going out and taking dogs or kids, okay? Because it's too hot, and so no leaving anybody in the car. It's kind of like the bottom line. So be wise about that. Planet Mercury's in retrograde, so astrologically, you know. Be a little wise about what you schedule. Not a good time to sign contracts, you know, clean up old messes and refit and all that sort of stuff. And it was a full moon yesterday. What was the name to it? Now I've forgotten what the name of it was. But
It's
a fish.
Yes, yeah, sturgeon.
Sturgeon. The
sturgeon
there it is.
Moon.
I know, because I said it's a fish. I'll have to remember Dr. Nels, and that will remind me of fish. So it was coming around.
Yep,
so
yep,
sturgeon full moon. I'm not sure what a sturgeon full moon is.
It's when the northern tribes used to be able to catch sturgeon out of the Great Lakes because they would come into the shallows. And so that's why they called it the sturgeon moon.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I had a feeling you would know.
And then other natives have they call it the corn moon because it's time to start harvesting the corn.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So that's where we got that energy going on. And I'd say maybe even before we officially start the show, I know, Stacy, you can't stay with us for too long. So why don't we, we're just going to deviate from the normal schedule here. Instead of officially starting the show, let's sort of officially start the show by, we'll talk a little bit about what Dr. Nels and Linda do, the bioenergetic synchronization technique. Dr. Nels refers to it as neuroenergetic balancing. Which one of you would like to give us a quick little explanation of what that's all about?
I nominate Nels.
Hey, all right. Thank you, Linda, I think. So, yes, neuroenergetic balancing is what I call the work I do on the animals. And that's because the animal best was already taken. So anyway, it's a way.
So when we say best is the official term for the energetic healing work that you two do?
Yes.
Okay. And it was Started by a chiropractor, Dr. Mortar. You sometimes refer to him. And the BEST stands for Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique.
That is right.
But then, Dr. Nels, you call it neuroenergetic balancing. So is it fair to say that they are one in the both, the same, and it's just a different way of describing it, or what?
Mostly. The neuroenergetic balancing, actually, Dr. Mortar had once said, if he had to do it again, that's probably what he would have called this technique.
I
thought, well, it's not taken. So I called mine that. And the reason I decided to choose another name is because at the time, there was no Animal BEST program. But I know that the Mortars want to protect their trademark assiduously, so I didn't want to infringe. So I just decided, well, okay, I'll call the animal work that I have learned how to do on my own neuroenergetic balancing. And it helps, the big thing it does is helps to reset the fight or flight system and rebalance the energy system. You can think of it as the chi energy, like acupuncture. It helps balance that, and it helps to rebalance and reconnect neurological type of imbalances in the body. We're not talking like, you know, completely broken spinal cords, but, you know, we are talking a lot of, it's almost like software glitches in the system that happen due to stress.
All right. Yeah, and can be absolutely miraculously life-altering. Both physically and behaviorally or emotionally sort of thing. And I describe it as a light fingers on energetic healing modality that can be done because it's energetic in person or remotely. There's no issue with distance.
Right.
So is that a correct explanation?
I think that's a perfectly good explanation.
All right. So then what we're going to do here, since I'm kind of altering our schedule a little bit. Now, do you have an idea what goes on today? And what happens is that you guys just call in, and then because in their private practices, Dr. Nels deals mostly with animals and some humans, and Linda deals only with a human animal. So when you call in, Dr. Nels tunes into the animals and does the tune-ups and resets with them. And then we turn the human animal caller over to Linda, and Linda does a little session with you humans out there. And since Stacy is with us, we like her to join us because we have found that in the past, Stacy, you have your two Frenchies, your older gal, the perfect model citizen, Tank.
He is, yes.
And how old is Tank now?
Tank is 12.
My goodness. So Tank is 12. And then we have the bag man.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy's just reminded us before the show started that he was the runt of the litter, so he's on the small side,
yeah.
And if we might say, a little quirky.
Yes.
Over his life, and how old is Bags now?
He just turned 7.
Okay. Over his lifetime, he's had some quirky behaviors where he might, you know, he's been fine doing something like just sitting on the couch with Stacy, and all of a sudden he starts just licking weird stuff. Or, you know, we've always gone to the same barista, everything's fine, but now he wants to take him out, sort of thing. And so there have been different quirky behaviors. And kind of when these things started, Stacy and I kind of said, well, you know, we could go the behavior modification or training route because I'm a behavior therapist and dog trainer, or why don't we see what Nels can do? Well, the interesting thing is we never got past that step.
Yeah.
Because every time there's been quirky behavior with Bags, Stacy explains it to Dr. Nels. He tunes in and does a treatment, and it goes away. So, Stacy, does our old bag man have something going on?
Well, not a behavior thing now. So he got sick. He got sick like about 2 weeks ago. He was like, started throwing up. And I thought it was just like a little burp. Sometimes he drinks too much water and will burp. And then, but he's like throwing, you know, it was like all night long. He was like, would get up and kind of gag and throw up. And then the next morning, I happened to have the day off, and then he ate breakfast, but then a few minutes later, threw it all up. And then just was just really lethargic, like didn't want to, you know, usually like give him some yogurt and they lick it. He didn't want anything to do with it. He would just lay down. Usually he's a little bouncier than. And so by the fourth day when he wasn't eating, I had to like, okay, I better take him to the vet. And I tried. I got him boiled chicken. You know, I made chicken and got the pumpkin, and he would not even touch it.
I can't remember. Did we do Slippery Elm?
Yeah, I actually asked you about what that thing was.
Didn't you text me and say, well, what is that stuff?
What is that thing? And so, but he didn't want that either. And so by like, again, the fourth day of him not eating and not going to the bathroom, I mean, he would drink water. That's about it. But
okay,
then
so let's go before we go any further. Just because I wasn't there to talk to you and you texted me, Slippery Elm is the herb supplement that I use. That is an incredible tummy and intestinal tract coater, and will stop that vomiting, diarrhea sort of stuff right away if you know how to use it. I think might have been the problem.
Maybe,
so
yeah.
If it had just been diarrhea, runny stool or something, Stacy could just open, comes in a powdered form in a gelatin capsule, could have just put that in his food or poked a capsule down, that sort of thing. When you have the vomiting along with the sickness, then you have to make yummy tummy syrup. Okay. If you put the powder in room temperature water, it doesn't dissolve. But you boil a little water, put the powder in, it dissolves right away. So you let it cool down, use a syringe and give them 2-3 cc's at a time.
Gotcha.
So that's what you could have done.
Okay.
And I've never had that fail. It's miraculous how quickly it settles the tummy and all of that down. Now, we didn't get to do that. Yeah.
I took him to the vet.
Yeah. So now you continue the story so that everybody's on board with, that's why everybody needs Slippery Elm on their shelf. Okay.
Yeah, so now I got some. So anyway, I take him to the vet and they do some blood work and they find out he's got pancreatitis. How did he get pancreatitis? I mean, I just feed them fancy food. They don't get table food. They don't get.
And you don't mean fancy like bad food. You mean fancy good food.
Good food, yes. Bougie food, my poor.
Expensive good dog food. Okay.
So anyway, even the vet was like, wow, he's really down. Like he was just not. He was like, poor thing. He just does not want to do anything. He was just laying around even at the vet. So anyway, gave me some nausea, some stuff for antacid type thing. And I think even an antibiotic, but his blood test showed that he had some elevated enzyme, which would indicate he had pancreatitis.
Huh.
So, and then he had to go on a low fat diet. And then they want to give you the dog food, the medicated dog food. But I hate those ingredients in there. It's like really bad.
That would be the problem with prescription dog foods.
I know.
Which is usually Hill's, Purina,
yes.
Royal Canin.
And so he just like it anyway.
Yeah, the bottom line is that chemically they're formulated to work very well for what they're supposed to do.
Right.
They just make them with really crappy ingredients.
Very bad ingredients.
So sometimes you don't have a choice and it's just for the good of the dog and that sort of thing. But so are you having to keep him on a prescription diet?
They wanted to put him on a low fat diet, and that's what this diet would do. So I went to the pet store, found another food similar, low fat, but had better ingredients.
Good for you.
Same texture, but he didn't like that either. So then I got him his low fat yogurt and still a couple, but once he got the meds in him and I think he wasn't so nauseated, then he started to have the yogurt. And then I found another food, which I have to mix with water, but it's very low fat. And he likes that much better. But I don't know if I showed you. After his first day of eating yogurt, he looked.
Oh, this is Bags, who is dark in color with a milk. It looks like a mustache.
Yeah, but that was
a yogurt mustache. Bags, you're too.
But now he's on this other low fat food, but it's really good ingredients, and I mix it with sort of dehydrated. I mix it with water, and he loves it now. And he's perky. He's back to his old self.
All right. Well, I figure then we've got an excellent opportunity to let everybody know kind of how it works on our healing show today. So Dr. Nels, you shouldn't have any trouble tuning into bags.
I've been working on bags since we started talking.
Okay. All right. Wow.
You can't see my hands, but I'm doing it.
Gotcha. So have you found things that he needed balancing with?
Yes. He was definitely out of sorts.
Funny, because he's been lying down now the last few minutes, where he was like always back on my leg here, and as I was picking him up, but then he went.
Now he can feel his energy changing, and he's having a little rest. Yeah. Well, that's good. And I found some points over the midsection that I often associate with something going on in the middle organs, you know, and I wouldn't know if it was pancreas or spleen or liver, but it's in the area. So
So what you're finding on bags to work on correlates with the physical issues and symptoms that he's had.
Right. Yeah, it would go hand in hand. So high hopes that this will help get him really back on track from the inside out.
Great.
Wonderful. And then now that Nels is connected with bags and taking care of that work, then Linda usually does a session with the human. So Stacy, would you like a session with Linda?
Yeah.
All right. Because you know, it can be really emotionally traumatizing to us humans when our you know, lovely furry friends have these kind of problems.
It's funny, when he got sick, I was thinking like, am I stressed out about something?
Yeah. So then we go into stress too. Yeah. Okay. So Linda, your turn to get Stacy back in balance here.
Okay. So Stacy, hi, I'm going to have you, just think about something that's been on your mind a lot lately and just bring that into your thoughts and just focus in. And then setting that aside, focusing on a feeling of grief. And then we're going to replace that Replacing grief with tranquility. So now focusing on tranquility. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. Your breathing is going to be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking tranquility too.
All right, Stacy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and then exhale all of your breath. Hold it out as long as you comfortably can. You can take in another breath and let it out whenever you need to. Thinking tranquility too. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and think about what you've been thinking about. And that is complete. And let me find the affirmation. I embrace the feeling of tranquility.
All right. And then how should Stacy use that affirmation?
Well, when we get these affirmations, they're going to help us to stabilize the balance in our field. So we're going to think this affirmation at least three times in a row, or say them out loud, write them down, post them somewhere, but at least three times in a row, three times a day minimum for several days. And that just really helps to really infuse that particular energy into our actual physical being as well as our mental plane.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So anything else to report on bags, Dr. Nels?
Well, he needed a lot today. And I finished up with what I call energy pumping, which is basically, it's like the the whole middle section of his body, just energy wasn't moving through there real well. So I do this thing that's just kind of like stretching a rubber band and letting it snap back. And it seems to kind of help jumpstart things. So I got that going on as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. So hopefully Bags will be all back to normal. Yeah. And as he seems to just always kind of snap back after Dr. Nils. Right. Balances him, and Stacy, you'll feel a little better. And I know it's been so long since we've all been together, since the family's been together here. I know you're our basketball connection and our ladies, the Storm. Have you been going to all the games and all that good stuff?
Games.
And how are you feeling about the team and what's going on these days?
They're in a big old slump these last.
Oh no.
So, anyway. I have my opinions, but
oh, I can tell. All right. Well, so we hopefully they will get it together.
Yeah.
And we'll do better. All right. So you are off today with your girls, and gosh, I appreciate you zooming in with us so we catch up and let us know how Bags is doing.
Great.
So anything else you need to know from Dr. Nils or Linda before we let you go?
Well, it's just amazing. He's just laying here. He usually never does that during the, like if I'm home, they're like moving around, but he just went right to his bed and has just been then laying in there. Crazy.
If I say, oh, thank goodness, I'm back in balance. It's like, yeah, Dr. Nils to the rescue. Woohoo. All right. Well, I'm so glad to see you and appreciate you being here with us. And we'll look forward to the next time we all get together. All right. Thanks, Stacy. All righty. And I think what we need to do is catch up with advertisers because we are behind in our schedule. And I know we have another caller, but we really need to officially start the show. Well, let's see where we are at when we take care of advertisers. And maybe we may need to take another phone call before we officially start the show. I don't know. We may be really late today. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and midway through the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Haven't even officially started yet. How about that? We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen. If you are interested in working with Dr. Nils for your animal friends or yourselves, you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, just like I do. And if you want to talk to him, go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, and say, hey, need to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. And, of course, Dr. Nils, you've got your great private membership group.
Right.
Which is amazingly inexpensive, $10 for a lifetime. And once you're a member of the group, you get to join the free Zoom classes you do every month, and also the great newsletter, which comes out once a month. And by the way, we will cover Nell's August newsletter sometime during the show today. Anything else you want to let people know about contacting you?
Yeah, if you got an animal in trouble and it's not getting help, just do it. We can talk. And if I'm not the right person to help you out, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he's real honest. And as we know, with even quirky behavior like our Mr. Bags, and you could tell how quickly Bags responded to the treatment that you did, Dr. Nails. Normally he's fussing and zooming around all of that, and as soon as you started working with him, he just laid down and relaxed. It is amazing how quickly this works. All righty, and if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And gosh, I'm thinking that I'll just really mess up our schedule because we got somebody that's been on the line for a while, and it may be a fairly quick call because coming for her brother's dog, Bean. So let's go ahead and we'll take care of that. And we may end up closing this hour out with our prayers and affirmations to start the show or whatever, but we'll get to it. All righty. So let's, David, let's head. Looks like we're heading to Southport. And Susan, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nails and Linda Rasmussen.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What can we help you with?
Well, I am visiting with my brother, and he's got two beautiful dogs. And I noticed for the past couple of days, Bean, who is a female pit mix, has been licking one of her paws quite a bit. And every once in a while, she's been limping a little bit. And I didn't know if maybe Dr. Nels could
tune in.
Energy balancing.
Okay, so Susan, what we have to do is we have to talk about Bean long enough so that Dr. Nels can get a connection. So
yeah.
Could you describe, you said she's a pit mix, so a pit bull mix. What does she look like? What colors is she and so forth? Describe her.
Okay, she is, she's right outside here. She is mostly black with a white speckled chest. Her head is black with a white blaze down the top. Her muzzle is white and tan. She's got tan like eyebrow spots, and she's got a bunch of kind of like spots all over her chest. We affectionately call her the cheetah.
Ah, okay. Now, Dr. Nels, how are you doing? You got a connection with Bean?
Yeah, this is good. And I'll say the first thing that popped out is an emotion, which is kind of rare. So as I'm doing the work, the feeling is powerlessness. And if Susan wants to work with Linda to help clear up any energy that way, that'd be good. In the meantime, I'll get to work on Bean here.
Well,
okay,
now,
she
go
is
ahead.
A rescue, so I don't know if that's important.
Well, rescue just always means they come with a lot of baggage from that we don't know about and probably needs to be balanced.
That's why I mention it.
But now, normally what we do here is as Nels is working on Bean and doing that, then we'd turn the collar, which would be you, Susan, over to Linda. I guess my only concern here or wondering, Linda, is it's Susan's brother that actually owns these dogs.
That doesn't mean I can't work on Susan.
All right. Okay. So, but that's a good thing to do anyway. And I wonder, do you ever, well, since, I might be answering my own questions. A lot of times we talk about if people are listening, when you're working with someone, they just tune in and think of the things related to them and they can get a surrogate healing. Now, do we need to rope Susan's brother into this to work on him, or can you do this all through Susan?
So every person has their own field and their own, you know, autonomy within their field. And Susan is the one who is taking the action, and she's present, and we can release anything that needs to be released. And that is all to the good, and no need to think we haven't done enough.
Okay, so we can just keep it simple and do it, and we'll be good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Susan, I assume that you're would like a session with Linda here.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So, Linda, you're in charge.
Well, Susan, I'm just going to invite you to think about a beautiful blue sky, just relaxing, breathing normally. And now I'm going to have you shift and think about a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's a lot of people, just pick one. And let me know, do you have a person in your mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so just focusing on them, noticing how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on faithful, full of faith, faithful. Faithful and the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking down, so just rolling your closed eyes downward. And doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out, long, slow inhale, long, slow exhale, thinking faithful two.
All right, Susan, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes straight down. You're doing long, slow, deep in and out breathing. Thinking faithful, two. Faithful, two. Faithful, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Susan, and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking your chin, looking toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And bring that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And I'm going to find you the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of faithful. Grateful and thankful for the feeling of faithful.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of faithful.
Yes.
All right. And then Susan should use that, three times?
Yeah, three times in a row, three times a day at least. More is always more. And, just really letting this feeling of faithful, notice yourself and think about what you are faithful to as far as your own values and goals and interests and health and so forth. And just keep thinking about faithful directed toward yourself.
Wonderful. And Dr. Nels, anything to report on Bean?
Well, Bean, she needed a fair amount of rebalancing, and we're going to just have to let time do its work for 24 hours and see if there's been a shift and you notice anything different in movement later.
All right, Susan, anything else you would like to know from Dr. Nels or Linda?
No, I'm just, I'm very grateful.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in and we were able to take care of you right away. And you know how to, have you got contact information for both Dr. Nels and Linda if you need it?
Yeah, well, I have your website, so, and they're on there, I think.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it out for everybody who's listening. Contacting Dr. Nels is his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link. Dr. Nels, you do have a new phone number now that there. You want to share your phone number?
Sure, I'll share that number, which is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003.
All right. And then Linda Rasmussen, her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her at 206-841-1992. Oh, and it just occurred to me, Susan, I don't know if you know this, but Linda offers a free introductory session for any of you that we send. And this would count, getting work done on the air doesn't count. So, Susan, you could still have a free introductory session off the air, but so could your brother. So if your brother's interested in all of this, then we'll make sure that you have Linda's number so that the two of you could contact Linda after the show and have a free session if you would like.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
So Linda's number again is 206-841-1992. And that offer for a free session doesn't just apply to Susan. It's any of you. 206-841-1992. Okay, all good, Susan?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Thanks, Nels and Linda, both of you very much.
All right,
You're
thanks
welcome.
For calling in. You have a great Sunday afternoon.
Thanks,
God bless.
Linda.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we gotta do advertisers again before the end of the hour, and then we'll just have to decide, do we just blow this hour off and take the rest of the phone calls, and then we'll officially start the show when we start the next hour? Oh, Dr. Nels is saying thumbs up on that one. So probably we're just gonna stay on the phone, we'll take care of advertisers, stay on the phones, we'll love train, and then we'll pretend we're just starting. Why not? All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls after this, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Promise we're going to officially start the show, but we'll do that at the beginning of the second hour. It is, well, let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements. Check them out, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Go to the website. They've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Greatest cat vitamins, the NuPro Nuggets, and my little Sophie often refuses her meal unless I put the NuPro Nuggets on it. And dog supplement is absolutely phenomenal. And if you have a shedding breed of dog and you want to keep the hair on the dog, not on your floor, NuPro supplement is the way to go. It is absolutely miraculous in that way. And our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten, is available for new clients. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so it's easy access, lots of parking. And what a treat it is to be in the healing room. Linda's nodding her head because she goes to work with Jude as I do. And my goodness, what an incredible, wonderful experience with the gongs, the forks, acutonic forks and chimes and all of that. She really helps keep me in balance. So you can check Jude out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. 2836. All righty then. Let's go ahead and see if we can take care of the rest of our callers here. And a familiar friend on the line here. We're going to cruise right past you, Dr. Nels, and we're headed all the way to Kalispell, Montana, and Roberta. Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing over there?
Well, I'm busy, but I've been working away while you guys have been talking, so that's great. I can get
all
stuff
right.
done.
I'm assuming you're calling in about your wonderful Aussie dog Tucker, right?
Yeah, Tuck. Yep.
You calling him Tuck? Okay. So what's going on with Tuck?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd call in because. About a week and a half ago, I got him on a long lead so I can keep tabs on him. Well, he saw a rabbit.
Uh-oh.
And he took off, and I couldn't, you know, snatch the lead or stop the lead or whatever. So he took a little trip up north to the unfriendly neighbor's property.
Uh-oh.
And after the rabbit, and of course I'm going down the road and I'm calling him and I'm freaking out because, you know, I'm thinking his lead caught him up somewhere and I'm going to have to go deal with the neighbor. So, fortunately, that didn't happen. And he ended up, my friend was here and the call was calling him, but he came back in sight and then he went down to the road where I was. So I think we both need a reset.
All right. Sounds good. Dr. Nels, have you got a connection with
yes.
Tuck?
Yes. Yes, all right. I do. So I'll get to work right away.
All right. So, Roberta, you're ready to work with Linda?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Linda, you heard it. Roberta needs a reset here.
Well, don't we all? So, yeah. Roberta, let's focus on that day that you just described. And I'm going to have you really focus on the part where you just realized Tuck's off and running, and now your mind has gone to what that means. So just be in that place of memory.
Okay.
Okay. And then focusing on grief, and we're going to replace grief. And then we're going to replace grief with a feeling of rejecting. And we're going to replace that And we're going to replace rejecting with tranquility. So now you're focused on tranquility. And the number two. Your eyes are going to be open and looking to the left. So just rolling your open eyes to the left. And you're going to exhale from the abdomen. Hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking tranquility too.
All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the left. You've taken in a deep breath and exhaled all of the air, holding it out as long as you comfortably can. But feel free to take in another breath and then release it and hold out whenever you need to. Thinking tranquility two. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Roberta, and with your eyes open, look down toward the earth, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position, and then go back to that place of realization about what has happened and what your thoughts are about what might happen. And that is complete. The sky is blue, and I'm going to have you wait a second here for this affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of tranquility.
I accept the feeling of tranquility.
Okay.
All righty. So you know how to use your affirmation. And yep. Dr. Nils, anything to report on Tuck?
Well, Tuck did need a good thorough rebalancing, tune up, get out of fight or flight. He was due for a good tune up. So this worked out well for him.
Good. All right. Okay. Anything else you need, Roberta?
Nope. No, I appreciate you taking me and pushing off the start of the show. I really appreciate that. So I wish all of you guys a great day, weekend, etc. And thank you so much.
You are so very welcome, and we are nothing if not flexible around here. So when the show starts, there aren't any rules that have to hold. All righty, Roberta, thanks so much. You have a blessed Sunday and afternoon and all of that. And you tell that Mr. Tuck, you better start paying attention and do it. Yep. And sticking with you.
Yep, all righty. I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. I think, unfortunately, I don't think we have enough time oh, my goodness. Yikes. We have been invaded, everybody. We have been invaded. And Bigfoot doesn't talk, but you need to know that he's about to, like, totally munch David. And Linda's excited. Dr. Nils is excited. Isn't he cute? I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So we have been officially flashed by Bigfoot, but that's just a Bigfoot sighting. He didn't take his clothes off. Anyway, he is, Nathan is the, a Bigfoot, Miller Lite Bigfoot. And, isn't he cool looking, you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, but he doesn't talk, so we can't put him on the air. And he has already snuck back out of here. And he left David in one piece, which is
yes,
nice.
He has. He came in, almost devoured me, and now he's, you know, getting ready to head out to the stadium.
Yep. So he's got an hour to get down there to the stadium and down to the beer garden. If y'all want to meet Bigfoot, you got to go to the beer garden between 11 and 1 this afternoon. The first pitch is at 1:10, and all the show will be over. And as I understand it, I think it's an important game today.
Yes, the Mariners have been, let's say, like butter because they've been on a roll. They've won 6 in a row.
Woo-hoo.
And based on what might happen later with another game, they could be in first place by the end of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Huh? So we'll see.
And it was a big weekend because there were big celebrations going on.
Yeah, they won on Ichiro night, thank goodness.
We retired Ichiro's jersey and gosh, you know, it was kind of fun to see him you know, he's got quite the sense of humor and all of that, and fun to hear how much he enjoys working with the current Mariners and all that sort of thing.
And very gracious. And like he said, you know, we'll also have another retirement ceremony with that same number next year for Randy Johnson.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, another one of my favorites. All righty. So root for the Mariners if they win this afternoon. First place. Woohoo. How fun is that? All right. We are going to have to have Margie hold on and Love Train with us over the top of the hour. We'll have to pick her up on the other side, but we'll start the show first. So we are going to haul out the Love Train. That's where we get up and get a little exercise and get our juices flowing for the day and the week. And guess what? Dancing's required. You don't get dopped out here. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the Love Train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. More of Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, and your phone calls straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.